Good morning. I have a burden on my heart this morning. I just look around as we grow and live for God. You know, we just don't want to have a name as being a Christian, but we want to make sure that we are living the life. Amen. When the Lord come back, he ain't coming back just because we look like a saint. We dress like a saint. Amen. We modest. But he looking in that heart. Amen. And what in the heart will come out. And the Lord is interested in holy living, righteous living. Nothing less. So I have this thought the Lord gave me, and it said, clean me. Clean me up, Lord. And we need to ask the Lord to clean us up, because when the Lord comes back, he's coming back for righteous and prepared people. Praise God. Now, I know sometimes, you know, some folks may come and pick you up or take you to church, and sometimes you're not quite ready. You got to grab your coat. You got to grab your hat. Hold on. Amen. I used to be, before I was pastoring, I used to drive the church van, and you have to have some patience driving the church van, because when you go and pick folks up, they, most of the time they ain't ready, and then that make you late for church. See, and I don't like to be late for church. I like to be on time, because I want the Lord to be on time for me. Praise God. But you go pick people up, they say, hold on, I'm coming. And they got to get this, they got to get that, and do that, and the other. But, amen, then they'll finally come. But I want to say, sometimes we, it's like that about our souls. Amen. Procrastinating. Putting it off. I ain't quite ready, but I got one or two more things to get in line. I'm here to tell you this day, you need to get it in line. Because the Lord is soon to come. We don't know when he's coming, but he said he's coming as a thief in the night, and we want to be ready. And that's why I want us to realize, just to make sure and cry out and say, Lord, clean me up. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Make me, Lord, as I need to be, because I want to make sure, Lord, that I'm pleasing in thy sight. Amen. Just not use your mirror just to look in, amen, and seeing this, how you look and making sure your button is correctly budding and making sure that you don't have nothing on your face. But you need to look in the looking glass, that spiritual looking glass, and let the Lord show you. Amen. Sometimes it's so easy to look at the other fella. Amen. Sometimes it's so easy to eyeball somebody else. But you need to say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen. It's not my father. It's not my brother. But it's me, O Lord. Amen. It's all about you. At the end of the day, when the Lord come, he's not coming for your wife for you or your pastor for you. He's coming for you. And you got to stand before God. We all got to stand before God. And we're going to be judged. Amen. And we want to make sure that we are right. So when the Lord come, he can tell us, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on and enter in unto the joys of the Lord. Praise God. So Lord, clean me up. Clean me up, Lord. So I can be who I need to be. Praise ye, Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, Lord, new creature. Devil trying to steal my thought. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Praise God. That's salvation. We sung a few nights ago, salvation had been brought down. This is salvation. Things you used to do, you don't do it no longer. Old things are passed away. And amen. I don't want to look at the old ways that I used to live. It's done away with now. I got new ways. I want to follow the procedure of the Lord. I want to make sure that I walk right in his will. Praise God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You got a new walk. You have a new talk. You can't, amen, you can't lie no more. Praise God. Somebody said white lies and black lies, but I'm going to say all lies. Amen. You will have your part in hellfire. Amen. Tell the truth. Amen. Oh, folks, you say tell the truth and stay in the church. So may the Lord help us so we can be like the Lord have us to be. We have the knowledge. You know, we have to come to the point in the knowledge, amen, our sins. Acknowledge our wrongdoing. Let's quit just, you know, some people know they got one or two little things that they got a hang up on. I'm not fully following the Lord here. It's time to fully follow the Lord. Amen. You need to acknowledge that, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. I see that I'm not like I need to be. The Lord has given us another opportunity. Meeting, get ready to close. Amen. Today. Praise God. But if you see it, I don't want you to walk out of here if you don't have peace with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So just think within your mind and acknowledge that, yes, I need God. I need help. I need to be saved. I need deliverance. Yes. Praise God. And the Lord will do just that. Praise God. An alcoholic must acknowledge that he is an alcoholic. Amen. He must acknowledge. Amen. I hear this alcoholic said one day, praise God, right there in my town. He said, don't call me an alcoholic. I'm really not an alcoholic. I just drink one time each day. I just drink one time a day. I'm not an alcoholic. Ding dong. Yes, you are. Anything you do every day, amen, if you ain't following the Lord, it's wrong. Praise God. You got to come to your acknowledgement and say, you know, I need to quit this drinking. I need to quit this smoking. I need to quit clubbing. I need to quit telling little cute and ugly lies. Hello in here. Sometimes people think you're a little cute. Like, oh, that was... We got to watch this with our little children sometimes. You know, we think it's cute and laugh. Oh, man, it ain't nothing fun about that. You better stop them now. As Sister Angela said last night, our children is the future church. Our children is watching us. We are supposed to be role models for them to see us. And we have to be examples. Praise God. I am a bus driver. I've been a bus driver for 28 years. And I retired last year. Thank you, Jesus. At the beginning of my career of bus driver, student was different, very different as today. Amen. Back when you were driving 28 years ago, you could drive the bus and the student knew how to act. Praise God, didn't have no trouble. But now today, you're driving the bus, they'll come up there and try to move you out of the way and drive the bus. Move out of the way, Mr. Leonard. I tell you. I'm going to tell you about children. I just want to take time because that was a very good message last night. I was driving the bus one day, and I got on this student for misbehaving in the back. Praise the Lord. Next thing I know, I got to his bus stop, right? And I'm getting ready to let him out the door. I'm just opened the door and looked in front. Next thing I know, he slapped my hat clear off my head. I mean, gave me a big slap. And everybody laughing. And that was very embarrassing. You know, something was turning in me. And it wasn't the prayer wheel turning. It wasn't the prayer wheel.
Hello. Amen. That devil told me, say, get up
and run after him. When he did that, he ran out the door.
You know, I could have beat him down.
You know what the Lord said?
Let him go.
But I thank the Lord. That's why I thank the Lord for the Savior. I thank the Lord for Jesus. It took the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. To let me know. Take it. And then that thought came when Jesus was hung on the cross. He took it for you and I. He didn't even say a mumbling word. So it was a challenge. 2 weeks before school got out last year, one of the students came to me and said, Mr. Leonard, I will slap you. What did the scripture say? Turn the other cheek. But I'm glad he didn't slap me. I didn't have to turn. Amen. Praise God. But I told him, I said, sir, son, you need to go sit down. Forcefully, you need to go sit down. And he did. And then I said, you know what? Let me start figuring up my time. And see, I'm in a daze that I got before I could retire. Praise God. I start figuring up my time, called the HR. They said, Mr. Leonard, you can retire this year. Hallelujah! To God be the glory. Amen. So I thank God for that. See how the Lord will make a way. Only thing, church, if you follow him, if you live right, he's going to be right there for you when the challenging times come. He's right there ready to let you know, I will fight your battle. I got this. You move out of the way and let me handle this situation. See, I could have went in there and handled it on my own, and then I would have been in big trouble. Being a preacher, I would have made headline. Amen. You know, they're going to say, Pastor Jerry Lennon assaulted a student. And guess where I would be? In jail. But thank God for salvation. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the protection, the protector. And that's no more than Jesus Christ. Church, it works. It works. How you know, preacher? Because it works for me. And if it can work for me, I know it can work for you. Praise God. That's why I don't be all down and out looking like I've been sucking on a sour grape or lemon. I can rejoice in the Lord. I can smile. I can go and just say hallelujah anyhow. No matter what goes on in my life, I know God is in control. Amen. So we'll realize God is in control. So may the Lord help us here this afternoon where we can get a grip on life and get a hold of Jesus. Because whatever you're facing, I know some of you will be facing different situations. My situation might be one thing, but I'm here to tell you, whatever you're facing, the Lord can work it out. Praise the Lord. Just make sure that you are wrapped up and tied up and tangled up with the Lord. Amen. Make sure that he is on your side. Amen. He's everything. When I walk in the courtroom, I got my attorney right with me. When I get sick, I got my doctor right here. Praise God. When I get down and out, the only thing I got to do is call on Jesus. And he will come to my rescue. And he just didn't just start it either. Amen. I thank God for my salvation walk. Praise the Lord. The Lord blessed me to get saved at age 16. Amen. In that school system, I was able to walk those halls and living for God. Right in the public school. Amen. The Lord kept me. Ain't the Lord good? He can keep you. And you know what my mama used to tell me? She said, we're going to keep you right in that school, that public school, She said, I don't know why I'm saying all of this. I'm just letting the Lord have his way. She said, you know why? She said, it's a light need to be there. Right in that school. If you take all the light out of the school, then they all be in darkness. How are they going to see Christ? How are they going to see Jesus? How are they going to see the example? Somebody got to be there and let them know what God is all about. And not trying to boast upon me because I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Amen. But let me say this. When I was in school, the whole school knew me. I had people passing out Bible tracts. One was on one end of the floor and one was on the other end. While the other kid was out smoking and doing other things. So God blessed me to bring a spiritual side in that school. And even this, they had assembly one day. And they wanted me to speak back at 16 and 17 years of age to the whole school. And God did about Jesus. Amen. Then I was in a class where, we did plays. And there was a preacher in the play. They said, we're going to get Jerry Leonard to do that. I wasn't a preacher then. But they allowed me to do that. But I just say in this church, when you get acquainted with the Lord, when you get involved with God, God will be with you. I don't care if you're in the schools, if you're downtown, if you're in a bad situation, as long as you got the Lord on your side, you don't have to worry. God is in control. We got to learn that. You know, we got to let go and let God. Amen. Let him work this thing out. As long as we trying to fix it ourselves, you know how we think the Lord need help. He don't need no help. But sometimes we try to help him. You know, we trying to fix it up. But we need to stand back. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So may the Lord help us, amen, to see the things that God have us to see this afternoon. Amen. So may the Lord help us here. Amen. We want to, praise God, have a good relationship. As Brother Salmon used to say, a personal relationship with the Lord. Amen. We need to know the Lord for ourselves. Praise God. And we need to be honest with ourselves. Amen. You know, this old building right here, this old building, sometimes it get the leaning. Amen. Sometimes this old building that the shell that we in, amen, get the roof get the leaking. Praise God. And we need to repair it. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes we just go and patch the roof, but we need to repair, tear all the shingles off. How many know pat work don't work? Pat work does not work. Amen. I used to have a roof on my storage shed. I kept raining. Amen. A few more years, it's leaking in the same spot. I'm going up there and patching again. Amen. Then it rains, I'm patching. Amen. Tear it off. Put a new roof on that thing. Amen. And then you don't have to worry about no leaks. That song, we sang a song, this old building keep on leaking. But I tell you, you fix it right, it won't leak. And some of our buildings might have some leaks on it this morning. But I'm here to tell you, amen, pat work, quit patching. Come and get it straight with God. Praise the Lord. Lord, sometimes you just need to start over. That old shaggy experience is not working. Just do away with it and say, here I am, my Lord. Amen. Create in me a clean heart. Make me a new creature, Lord. It's all about you, Lord, and not about me. Ain't the Lord good? How many know 99 and a half ain't going to make it? 100%. The Lord is looking for 100% Christians. Praise you, the Lord. One thing. Do you remember the rich young ruler? It was one thing that lacked. Let's read over here. Amen. Mark, the 10th chapter and the 17th through the 22nd verse. Praise God. It don't take a half a dozen of things for us to miss it, but one thing. Amen. What is that one thing that you see that you need to deal with? That one thing. The Bible says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneel to him and ask him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Praise the Lord. That's a powerful question. Amen. And a very important question. And some of us need to ask that question. Amen. This morning. Amen. What must I? Amen. It said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? You know, if you miss eternal life, you don't miss it all. Oh, my goodness. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen. That was the purpose of Jesus dying on Calvary. Amen. For us to have eternal life. Praise God. Because if we miss heaven, and if we miss this eternal life, we're going to a devil hell. It ain't but two places. You know, sometimes you have a lot of choices, 7, 8 choices, but it's just two choices, hell or heaven. Amen. Right or wrong. Clean or dirty. Holy or unholy. It's no middle ground. Praise God. You can't straddle the fence. Either you in or either you out. The Bible said you cannot serve two masters. Either you love the one or hate the other. Amen. So we have to make a choice. Praise God. And let's make this choice for eternal life. And it said, and Jesus said unto him, why calleth thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God, that knoweth the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, man, all these things I have observed from my youth. He sounded like a pretty good fella, didn't he? Amen. But he wasn't good enough. Praise God. But the Bible said here, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said, one thing thou lackest. Praise God. Sometimes we can, you know, say we all right, and you know, I got every T crossed and every I dotted, and I'm just fine. But the Lord knows the heart. Rich young ruler thought he had everything all right. He didn't commit adultery. And he what did he say? He didn't kill, and he didn't bear false witness. He didn't cheat nobody. He honored his father and mother. Amen. But one thing, not a half a dozen things, but one thing can keep you out. He said, it's one thing thou lacking. Oh, Lord. That's why, brothers and sisters, dear ones, we have to examine ourselves daily. Because that one thing can easily creep up. And see, one thing about sin, you know, if somebody said, I just did one sin, that's impossible. Because when you do one sin, you're going to do another sin. And then after all, you're going to do another sin. And that's why you call a sinner. Say amen. See, sin is like cancer. It spreads. It just don't stay right in one place. See, cancer wouldn't be a big problem if it just stayed right in one place. But it spread all over the body. And then it takes over. Sin does the same. Amen. So don't play around with sin. Sin is no good. Praise God. What is sin? Scripture says, when you know to do good and do it not, it is a sin. Amen. But one thing the scripture is saying here, thou lacking, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shall have treasures in heaven. And come and take up your cross and follow me. And when he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved. Why? Because he had great possessions. Amen. See, one thing about the Lord, he know your weak spot. See, he did all these other things good and great, but he was selfish. He wouldn't help the poor. Give to the poor. Ain't the Lord good? See, your situation might be something else. But the rich young ruler situation was, it was that one thing he didn't do. He needed to give to the poor. Praise God. So your one thing could be another thing. Mine could be something different. But whatever it is, we got high time this morning to get it straight. Amen. Let's remove it. Amen. I know the Lord, it can check us, see. But we got to be like David, where you say, Lord, just search me, Lord, and, you know, and see if there be any wicked way within me. Amen. You know, if you just keep covering it up, you will never get any help. And I know sin makes you want to hide. Sin makes you want to cover. You remember Adam and Eve when they was in the garden? The Lord walked there in the cool of the day. Because they have sinned and they hid, the Bible said, from the presence of the Lord. Amen. So don't hide. God know where you at. When he walked there through the garden, he said, Adam, Adam, where are thou? God knew exactly where Adam was at. But he wanted Adam to say, here am I, Lord. And that's what the Lord wants us to say this afternoon. Here am I, Lord. Help me, Lord. I need your help. I cannot do nothing without you. But guess what? I can do all things through you. Praise God. Amen. So may the Lord help us here. One thing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, I thought about David. Praise God. He was a man after the Lord's own heart. But you know what? He allowed the devil to fool him. You know, good people's going to go to hell, sad to say. You know, you can be good, but you got to be righteous. You can take your shirt off your back. You can give your last buck and still go to that devil's hell. But good is not good enough, but we must be righteous. Now, David was a man after God's own heart, but he allowed the devil to fool him. He was a remarkable man. He was a musician. He was a beloved poet. He was a military leader. But guess what? He let the devil fool him. Amen. You can be have a name as a child of God. You can have a name as being a Sunday school teacher. You can have the name as being a pastor. You can have the name as being a prayer warrior. But if you don't maintain that position and follow Christ and do the right thing and keep your soul saved and do God's will, you can make it. But so many times, folks allow the devil to creep in. as David did. Amen. And the devil come in and devour and take over. I don't care who you are. Can I say this? In the fear of the Lord. It matter not who you are or what position you have or what title you have. How long you've been preaching. Sometimes we put that like, oh man, I'm so great. And the devil ain't got no chance with me. I don't eat. Now I can really close my Bible because, man, I've been reading my Bible for 50, 60, 70 years. I know everything in there. I done travel over 3 million miles. I done preach so many sermons. And I got it. You know, the devil is listening to you. And he don't care nothing about that. See, all that titles and all those miles you travel, all that, you still got to maintain your salvation. You still got to hold on to the Lord. You still got to read your word of God. You still got to pray. Praise God. I don't care how long you've been saved, you still got to fear this pulpit here. I'm nervous. You can't tell it. I tell my wife sometimes, we get to going places and talking in front of people. I said, man, I was nervous. My wife said, no, you weren't. You know, I'm pretty good at covering it up. Amen. But I fear. Because this is serious ground. This is serious. Amen. I tell you, it don't matter how long you've been preaching. You got to hold on. So you got to pray anyhow. And that's what happened to David. David did some awful things. He had an affair with another man's wife. He was a murderer. He had his captain to kill Bathsheba's husband in a heated battle. Amen. Devil don't care who you are. Amen. He don't care what your name is. Amen. Sometimes we have families, you know, we say, this is the big family here. These families here, you know, how the big families, you know, we all is on the same level. Amen. Ain't such thing as big family, little family, big preacher, little preachers. Come on here. Right. Amen. See, Lord got us all on the same level. And I like how these chairs are. See, it's all everybody on the same level. We ain't got a big high chair for the priest. Amen. The other little two preachers sitting on the side. Hello in here. We all in this thing together. It ain't no big U's and little I's in the church. Everybody on the same level. Ain't that good? The way the Lord got this thing planned and directed, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. And I thank God for that. So may God help us here to make sure and very sure that we do things the right way. Make sure that we follow the word of God. Amen. I know some of y'all is, you know, good with scriptures and got great knowledge, but you stay humble. Amen. Humbleness is the key. Amen. I remember I read before, and this was this preacher. He just started preaching. And he just had one sermon, and it was John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but shall have everlasting life. That's all he had. When he go to the preach, he just preached that one sermon. Amen. And the Lord bless. See? But what I'm saying is, you know, we can have many sermons and sometimes feel like we just know everything and from Genesis to the Revelation. Then you might, if you ain't minding careful, you're being led by yourself. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit leadership. Brother just preached the other day being led by the Spirit. Folks, that led by the Spirit is the sons of God. Amen. See, we need him in the morning time. When we get up, we need the Lord. When we go all around these grounds and every place we go, we need the Lord. We need his direction. We need his mind. We need his everything, his hands, his feet, his just to be our leader. Praise God. I can't go nowhere. I can't even walk unless he holds my hand. I don't know where to go. But if I just let the Lord be the leader, he will show me and he will lead me. Ain't the Lord good? Thank God for a faithful God. I said, thank God for a faithful God. David sinned, but I'm so glad the Lord are married to the backsliders. Amen. Hand stretched forth. He is saying, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isn't that wonderful? Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his favor. Amen. His unmerited favor. Praise God. He looked beyond your fault and he see your need. David, he prayed. He prayed a powerful prayer. Amen. Because he knew he did wrong and he want forgiveness. I'm so glad that we can call on the Lord. Makes no difference what we have done. Make no difference what we have said. Makes no difference what sin we have committed. We serve a faithful God that is arms open and letting us know, come on here. I'll make it all right. Ain't God good? Look beyond your fault and see your need. So praise God. So David, he began to acknowledge his sin and he began to pour his heart out to God. Let's turn over here and listen to this wonderful prayer of David, praise God. Psalms, the 51st chapter. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And we're going to read how the Lord, amen, forgave him. Amen. And help him on his journey. So don't feel like, church, that you did something so hard or so bad that God cannot take control. Amen. It's nothing. How many of us know it's nothing too hard for God? Praise God. Amen. Now, Psalms, the 51st chapter here. Amen. In the book of Psalms. And it said here. Now, David, he's praying for remissions of sins. He said, Lord, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitudes of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Ain't that a blessing? Ain't it so good we got a God that can just blot out all our transgressions? He don't count them. You done had 10 pounds of sin. No, you got 30 pounds. Oh, you had 8. No, he don't count them. He can just blot it out in the name of the Lord. I'm so glad we got a God that would do that for us. Praise God. We don't have to wait a certain time of the year to get cleansed. Amen. We don't have to wait, amen, to the pool get right before I step in. I want to tell you the pool is right now. Praise God. Step in and get blessed. I remember the impotent man, the lame man there that was at the pool. He was lame and everybody was stepping in front of him because he couldn't get into the pool because everybody was all in front of him going in the pool. But praise God. But I'm glad the Lord saw him there. Praise God. And made a way for him to go on in the pool. So I want to let you know this afternoon, praise God, whatever you need, step in and step out. Praise God. Amen. Don't let nobody get in your way. Praise, excuse me. I got to go and get me some help from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Ah, no, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So he said, wash me thoroughly. Not just, just kind of casually, but wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge, if you take your notes and highline that there, acknowledge. See, that's a great word there. That's how we're going to get some help when we acknowledge our transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified with thy speaking and be clear when thou judgest. It said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thy desired truth in the inward parts and in the hidden part. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, Lord, and I shall be whiter than snow. Ain't the Lord good in this place? We can get clean. We can get washed. I mean, whiter than snow. Praise you, the Lord. Every wrinkle, anything that's not like God can be done away with. Praise God. So to speak, the Lord take out his spiritual iron and he get the iron in those wrinkles. Praise God. Because the Bible said he's coming back for a church without what? Spot or wrinkle. And I'll tell you what, I want to make sure that I'm clean. I don't have any wrinkles. And he won't talk about those bricks and blocks and wood, but he will talk about this soul here. Amen. We got to make sure we're clean. Only but the pure in heart shall see God. So Lord, help us. Clean us up, Lord. Clean us, Lord. Amen. Make me whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all, let us say all. Let me say this. Lord gonna do the job or leave it alone. He isn't gonna do a good job or don't even mess with it. He ain't gonna just blot out two or three. He gonna blot out all your sins. That's why I make him Jesus. He the only one can do that. Amen. Isn't that so good? It don't matter what you've done, how bad a sinner you were, the major sin you created. He don't have no scale in trying to weigh him. Amen. Sin is sin. And he's able to clean you up. Praise you the Lord. And all it said, your sin. Praise God. I thank God for that. Amen. What verse was that? 10. Okay. Create in me a clean heart. That's a good prayer. I like this scripture here. Amen. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So it sounds like you can have a clean heart and sometimes a wrong spirit. But I want to have a clean heart and a right spirit. Praise God. Have you seen people that save, but then the attitude get a little out of adjustment sometimes? You say, is that him? Is that him acting that way? Is that him showing out like that? Supposed to be saved? Hello. Lord, see it. Clean heart, but that spirit saying something different. But it got to be working hand in hand. Praise God, clean heart and a right spirit. cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. No, Lord. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Praise God. Let's go on down to 16 here. Then will I teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. Can we say that again? Amen. When the Lord, you done prayed and you just feel that the Lord just hear your prayer. He done wash you thoroughly. He done forgive your transgression. He done purge you with hyssop. And now you're clean. He done hid your face from sin and blot out all your iniquity. And then now here you say, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall praise thee. Ain't the Lord good? Say amen. We need to open our mouth. Don't act like the Lord ain't did nothing for you. Don't act like the Lord ain't brought you out and set your feet on a solid rock. Amen. When the Lord does something for you, you open your mouth and praise the Lord. Give him the praise. Baby, because he is worthy. I said he is worthy of all the praise. You know, a lot of times I see sometimes why people don't praise the Lord as they should. Because some people take life for granted. See, I don't take life for granted. It was the Lord that woke me up this morning and started me on my way. I got to give the Lord the adequate praise. Amen. Because he's worthy. It was the Lord that saved and David and got him forgiven and got him going on the righteous path. Praise God. That's something to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Even the Lord rejoiced over one sinner when they come and be saved and repent. Praise ye the Lord. And that's why the Bible said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. I don't mind praising him because I know where I come from. I know how far God have brought me. I know when I was broke down and undone and couldn't do for myself. And the Lord came into my heart and he changed me. Amen. And I'm going to praise him for that. Praise. Not just starting now. I praise him ever since it happened. And going to continue to keep that praise in my heart unto the Lord. Praise God. And sound like David, he got that same mind concept. Praise God. Oh Lord, open thy my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desired not sacrifice, even would I give it. Thou delighted not in burnt offering. So let us pray. Pray. Amen. The Bible said, watch as well as pray. Song said, pray on until the answer comes. And I say that's what we need today in this nation. That's what we need today in our churches. That's what we need today in our individual lives. Prayer. Prayer work. Amen. Prayer works. Praise ye the Lord. And I believe that's why if we get on our bending knees and pray, you'll see some changes take place right in your life. You'll see some changes take place right in the nation that we live in. Amen. But we as a body of people and a body of believers, we need to do as 2 Chronicles 7:14. Praise God. The Bible said, if my people, it won't talk to the heathens, the world, but it said, if my people We all that name the name of Jesus Christ, we all that say we're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit or Ghost, we are his people. And we have a duty to do. Amen. It said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Amen. Number one, humility. It must. We must humble ourselves. Scripture says, when you think you're standing, take heed lest you fall. Amen. So, humbleness is the way. If you want to go up, let's go down. The more we go down, the more the Lord will exalt us. It said, humble themselves and pray. Praise the Lord. Pray. It ain't all the time getting on your knees. Man, I was a bus driver, food truck operator. Man, I have to pray while I'm driving. Amen. Pray while I'm fixing plates. Because the devil is always available. I had to pray when those nacho cheese got thrown in my face. Amen. From a customer, because I made it by her recipe and it ended up got in my face. I mean, it had me looking like a cheese person. She came to my food stand and she said, my daughter took the order and I'm the preparer. Nacho cheese. We made it. I put the cheese. I said, do you want chili? She said, yes. Put the chili on there. Okay. She paid and left. Came back. She wanted extra cheese and some more chili. So, normally that's an extra charge, but something in my spirit said, don't eat charge. Pray and see. Next thing I know, she brought those nacho cheese back. And she told my daughter, this is too soft. Got too much cheese and chili. She asked for it. And next thing she knows, she got no cheese. And I went to the window like this. I said, well, ma'am, I said, you asked for the... When I said, ma'am, boom, chili and cheese all over me. Pray in time, saints. Amen. I tell you, you never know what you have to confront. Praise God. That's why you got to be prayed up at all times. Yes, I was embarrassed. Oh, I had a line and the customers all looking at me. So I had to go somewhere and get cleaned up. Amen. See, the devil is busy. He don't care how and when and where he do things to try to get you off task. Praise God. But you just keep praying and keep your prayer line up to date. You're going to be all right. Amen. That's why I say you can't always wait to come to church or go somewhere and bow down on your knees, but you got to have a praying mind. You got to be praying everywhere you go. When you're on the food truck, when you're on the school bus, when you're cutting the lawn, when you're driving your car, praise God, when you're working. They said they took prayer out of school. They ain't never took prayer out of me because I still pray. Hello in here. Amen. You can always pray. All right. Somebody continue reading. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And what? Seek my face. Read. Uh-oh. We got to turn from our wicked ways. Saints got wicked ways? Uh-oh. I tell you, if we got into wicked ways, we got into attitudes, we need to pray for this meeting. Get our Lord, help me. Help me be pleasant. Help just kind of like sister, I got that kind of same brother and sister. Help me to be pleasing where people don't mind being around you. You know, you can be so grouchy and so bad attitude. Nobody don't want to be around you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Help me. Help me help get an attitude adjustment. My countenance is not right. How you going to draw people? How people want to be saved? They say, that's a mean preacher over there. I don't want no parts of it. Humble. The Lord was meek and mild and gentle. Amen. He was so humble, folks didn't even know when he was in places. They didn't even, you know, he didn't make a big scene. Here comes Jesus. He already came humble. Amen. And that's the way. Praise God. And it said, and turn from what, sister? Turn from their wicked ways. Say hello in here. Now, we got to do those things first. See, first thing come first. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek and then turn. See, when you do that, then the Lord do his part. A lot of times we up there praying, we're in the Lord, Lord, you, I need, but you got to do your part. You got to pray. You got to be humble and seek and turn. Then the Lord will do what? Sister?
Then will
he hear from heaven
and will forgive their sins
and heal the land. Amen. See, when we do our part, then God will hear and he will heal the land. A lot of time we don't know that might be why our land is not healed, because we ain't where we need to be. Amen. May the Lord help us here. I do believe his word is certain. I do believe his word is sure. Amen. If you humble yourself, if you pray and will humble and pray and seek and turn, then the Lord will heal. He will hear and he will heal the land. And he will what? And forgive their sins. Praise the Lord. Prayer is the key. Amen. Thank the Lord. Got one more scripture here we want to read here. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, 6 through 9. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You know, we need to, we can't just come to the Lord, you know, just anytime. While the Lord dealing with us, that's where we need to come and seek the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, right now, we don't want to leave this building, this place, this tabernacle. We need to deal with the Lord while he come, while he's dealing with us. Seek him while he's near. When it get dismissed and you leave, you might don't never get that dealing with again. And then you lost. So seek ye the Lord. That's what this is saying, while he is near. And call upon him. And it said, seek the Lord while he is near. And while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Praise God. And let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will what? Have mercy. Praise the Lord for mercy upon him. And to our God, he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my way, says the Lord.
For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Praise God. So sometimes we need to be reminded of that. Sometimes we have some ways, amen, and we don't understand why the Lord's ways is not like my way. Because sometimes our way can get too far, amen, on the left side. Praise, amen. See, and he don't... And our ways sometimes can get worldly and fleshly. He don't think like we think. He don't do like we do. Amen. But long as we stay in the way of the Lord, then we'll be following his procedure. But sometimes we get off course. We start thinking a little different. We start acting a little strange. Amen. We start doing some little other things that we shouldn't do. So may the Lord help us here this morning. Amen. To clean ourselves. Let's clean ourselves. Let's clean up for the Lord. Amen. Don't do like some of the housekeepers do. I'm not picking on your sisters because I know we got some good housekeepers here. Amen. But you got some, you know, they clean. When they clean the house, they want to clean it real quick. And they're not using the dustpan. They are sweeping it on the rug. Amen. Amen. Don't do your life like that. Don't sweep dust and trash under the rug. Because the Lord going to pull that rug up and he's going to see all that mess you got under there. Yeah, look. Just like I said, you can't fool God. He said, you're sweeping it on the rug. Amen. And what that scripture say, where it said, a lot of times people think they're getting by because vengeance don't come speedily. What's that scripture? Because what has it? Speedily, that's it. Because it's not executed speedily, folks think they're getting by. Sometimes the Lord just don't jump right on you when you sin. He lets you. He kind of like the IRS. Anybody know about the IRS? Amen. They going to get you the first year. They see you cheating on your taxes. They ain't going to get you the second year. They want to get you when you, about 4 or 5 years after you forgot about all that stuff you done done. Then they coming on you. Audit. Give it up. Hello in hell. So may God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Amen.